We'll get it ready.
Right here on Victory Avenue. And by the way, I'll repeat to my kids, Father's Day is coming up on the 16th, I think.
Yep.
Sunday the 16th. I'll repeat it one more time. Father's Day is coming. Mother, everybody knows what Mother's Day is. Father's Day. Oh, was that last weekend? Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I love you.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you, Don.
All right. And Mike, thank you for coming in here. I know you're a man of few words, but thank you for coming
in. We think Don Rosen, he's awesome. Thank you for WRGN.
It's 8 o'clock news time.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a protest of U.S. support for Israel's war in Gaza. It comes from a Jewish U.S. Army major named Harrison Mann, who's just resigned from his post. He's given his first TV interview to CBS's Jim Axelrod.
We saw, even from the first days of the Israeli air campaign, willingness to inflict very high civilian casualties.
Were the Israelis using American weapons against civilians in Gaza?
Almost certainly, yes.
But were they doing so intentionally?
I don't know how you kill 35,000 civilians by accident.
More than a half dozen government officials have now publicly resigned in protest over the war. Mann is the first from the military, the first from the intelligence community, and the first who's Jewish. Protesters outside the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv demanding agreement on a ceasefire to free all hostages held by Hamas.
Now we are in a critical moment. If we're not going to negotiate and we'll make a hostage deal, there's no hope for this country.
The demonstration comes a day after Israel confirmed the deaths of four more hostages, three of them men in their 80s. A top Republican in Washington, not impressed, as President Biden gets set to sign an executive order that would partially shut down asylum processing at the U.S.-Mexico border. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
It's too little, too late. Now he's trying to desperately show the American people somehow that he wants to address the issue that he himself created.
The president's son, Hunter, will be arriving at the federal courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware soon for opening statements at his felony gun possession trial. Prosecution witnesses are expected to include his ex-wife and his brother Beau's widow. Both are expected to detail the depths of Hunter's drug addiction around the time he purchased the weapon in 2018. Imagine a personalized vaccine to ward off cancer. Could be here soon.
An mRNA cancer vaccine for melanoma has cut in half the risk of patients dying or the skin cancer returning. Speaking as phase three trials got underway here in the UK last month, team leader Paul Lorigan said the vaccines should also work against other cancers.
There's a potential here for a really transformative change in how we treat patients with cancer.
Moderna presented the latest result at the world's biggest cancer conference in Chicago. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Familiar name tops the list of Fortune 500 companies.
Walmart is number one for the 12th year in a row, followed by Amazon, Apple, United Health Group, and Berkshire Hathaway. In total, Fortune 500 companies are two-thirds of the U.S. GDP, totaling $18.8 trillion in revenues.
Matt Piper reporting. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The DOT is starting a major two-year construction project along Highway 38 to redo the bridge over the Root River. Suggested alternate routes are 31 and Highway C. Lorenzo Santos has suspended his congressional campaign for the first district seat. He's endorsed fellow Democrat Peter Barca. After allegedly showing a gun during a funeral over the past weekend, a 38-year-old Racine man has been charged with disorderly conduct and carrying a concealed weapon. Two candidates have joined the race in challenging Assembly Speaker Robin Voss for the newly created 33rd Assembly District seat. Kelly Clark and Alan Cupsick got in yesterday. Andrew Sigilski entered the fray last week. Another round of severe storms with heavy rain is expected to hit the area later today. It follows yesterday's storms that caused flooding in parts of southeast Wisconsin. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A new network called the Chicago Sports Network will launch in October and broadcast over 300 live Chicago Bulls, Blackhawks, and White Sox games annually. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers workouts continue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding OTA voluntary practices today. Attendance has been nearly 95%, including veteran running back Josh Jacobs. Signed in free agency from the Raiders, Jacobs told me he started watching tape on quarterback Jordan Love after the Raiders played the Packers last season.
Man, for him to be as young as he is and to be playing at the type of level he is right now and only getting better, I think he's going to legit be the next superstar quarterback in this league. Obviously, I come in to see him every day, put in the work, and all the little things behind the scenes. And I think that he has all the attributes to be able to do that, to keep being confident in himself and keep being confident in his players. He'll get everything he wants.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Phillies at it again tonight at Citizens Bank Park. The Crew losing last night to Philadelphia 3-1. Basketball, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo commits to playing for the Greek men's team in qualifying rounds for the Olympics. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN. Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 78 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms once again and a high right around 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
The only thing more uncomfortable than the futon is the beanbag chair. Has anyone ever sat in a beanbag chair and thought, oh, this was a good decision? And I was like, how do I get out of this? What do I, scissor kick or something? How do you sit in a beanbag chair without looking like you have a drinking problem?
They gotta get this one in rehab.
Who even came up with that?
Hey, you know, people love sitting on beans.
Not really, but go ahead.
Well, it'd be a big bag filled with beans. And we'd make the bag vinyl so when you were wearing shorts, it would stick to your legs.
Do you even work here? Have a nice bed. I don't believe in making the bed, though. My wife's always like, why don't you ever make the bed? For the same reason I don't tie my shoes after I take them off. Doesn't make sense. Huh? I'm not putting this thing in storage. Hell, I'm hoping to come back in a couple hours. And I would like it open. Because when our bed's made, it's covered in 40 pillows. Like we're stockpiling ammo for the global pillow fight. I asked my wife, I'm like, what's the deal with all these pillows? They're for decoration. How often are you giving a tour of our bedroom?
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. With her rehome drops on her cheek, that trickle from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Delivery is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
It's 810 at WRJN, hometown radio, refresh local news and timeless hits with Tommy James of the Shondells and Crystal Blue Persuasion. Sunny at 68 degrees right now here at Radio Park on a Tuesday morning.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Crystal blue persuasion. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down on every green field, in every town, all of his children, in every nation.
And timeless hits, WRJN. It's 8:14 on a, what is today? Tuesday already? Tuesday, June 4th. Hey, this is odd but true. The town of Spearfish, South Dakota. I've been there. They hold the world record for the fastest temperature change. Now, this happened on January 22nd, 1943. The temperature at 7:30 in the morning was 4 below zero, minus 4. The winds picked up, and just 2 minutes later, it was 45 degrees above zero. It's a 49. Let's do the math here. Hold on. It's going to be minus four plus. That's almost a 50 degree temperature swing in just 2 minutes.
Wow.
Odd but true. Here comes the Lovin' Spoonful.
Did you ever have to make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind? It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind? Did you ever have to finally decide and say yes to one and let the other one?
Sunny today with a high near 75 degrees. Maybe some rain tonight. Lows around 63. Thunderstorms possible tomorrow. But becoming sunny later tomorrow with a high near 77. Right now it's 68 degrees and sunny at Radio Park. Don't forget the Brewers and the Phillies tonight. 5:05 here on WRJN.
Down around the corner. Family.
The Doobie Brothers, long train running at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits at 8:20 on your Tuesday morning. All right. Pluto TV is bringing Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood to their channel. And I don't mean just once or twice a day. 24/7, you'll be able to see Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It's free on Pluto TV. Howdy, neighbor. Good to have you here, neighbor. 24 hours a day. And guys, you going on a date this weekend? All right. Tinder. List of the top three things women really want you to do on this date. You ready, guys? Give sincere compliments. Keep your phone in your pocket and turn it off. And make sure they get home safely. And finally, what's the happiest time to fly? Well, supposedly Wednesdays at 7 a.m. The worst time to fly, Sunday nights around midnight. I think the best time to fly is any time the door doesn't come off the plane.
Welcome to Personal Touch by Julie, your trusted local experts in floral artistry and handcrafted arrangements for over 47 years. Enjoy the convenience of local area delivery, bringing beauty right to your doorstep, just in time for Mother's Day, prom, or graduation. But it's not just about the flowers. It's an experience that boasts unparalleled floral design stemmed from family traditions. Visit Personal Touch by Julie today at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant, where every petal tells the story of love and celebration.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 till 6. Days. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
it is going to be a beautiful day today. Highs near 75. Right now, we're at 70 degrees with sunshine right here at Radio Park with the animals.
In this dirty old part of the city where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty. One thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due, I know. Watch my daddy in bed at time, watch his hand turn to the grave. He's been working and slaving his life away, oh yes, I know.
Somewhere, baby, somehow I
and timeless hits at WRJM. Pass it on. Tell a friend. And it's time for Odd But True. Think you're working long hours? All right. The average American factory worker back in 1890 put in a 100-hour work week. Sounds like the radio business, doesn't it? It's 8:31. It's news time.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Bob Atwell, the University of Wisconsin regent who'd planned to stay on the board, now says he's resigned. Atwell tells WisPolitics his replacement, Tim Nixon, will serve the university's exceptionally well. Governor Evers appointed Nixon last week. Atwell was appointed by then-Governor Scott Walker. Wisconsin Democrats will meet for their state convention in Milwaukee this weekend. State Party Chair Ben Wickler says they have a chance to shrink the Republican state Senate majority.
I think we could flip 4 Senate seats in this election. That would take Democrats from 11 seats to 15 seats in 1 year, breaking the Republican supermajority, putting them on track to win a majority in 2026.
Wickler speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two people jumped into the race to take on Robin Voss yesterday. The Assembly Speaker is running for re-election in the newly created 33rd Assembly District. Last week, Andrew Sagielski of East Troy announced his intention to run against Voss in the Republican primary. Yesterday, Kelly Clark of Sturtevant and Alan Kupsick of Lake Geneva officially filed their paperwork. Kupsick is running as a Democrat, Clark an independent. A 38-year-old Racine man has been charged with pulling out a gun at a Racine County funeral over the past weekend. Marcus Perry faces charges of disorderly conduct with the use of a dangerous weapon and carrying a concealed weapon. He allegedly showed a gun during a funeral fight involving around 150 people Saturday. According to the criminal complaint, Perry drew a silver pistol from his waistband and pointed it in the air during an altercation at the Mount Pleasant funeral home. Perry pleaded not guilty and is back in court in August. Another round of storms is expected to hit the area this afternoon and this evening, bringing a chance for severe weather and heavy rain. The National Weather Service issued warnings yesterday as storms caused flooding in some areas of southeast Wisconsin. The latest is coming up in the forecast. It'll be 2 years before our Racine County Bridge is fully back open. The DOT is starting a major construction project along Highway 38. The work will reconstruct the bridge over the Root River and improve traffic operations along Rapids Drive to Green Bay Road. Drivers can expect lane closures and detours during the two-year project. Suggested alternate routes are Highway 31 and C. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 78 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms once again at a high right around 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
I'll tell you what should be a crime. People boarding planes while wearing backpacks. If you're someone who does that, a little heads up, your backpacks are hitting people in the face. I only care about what's in front of me. Hell with everything in my wake. You know when you sit in the emergency exit row seat and you agree to save everyone? How come when the flight is over, no one thanks you? It's amazing what you might have done. You'd think someone would take note of that. Hey, I heard what went down before takeoff. Thank you. The fact that you were willing to put your life on the line to save me, my family, and all the other souls on this plane is nothing short of outstanding. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No, just a backpack to the back of the head. I was an almost responder!
Ooh, child, things are going
make it brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Be brighter.
Someday we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday we'll be
We listen. Local news and timeless hits are back here at WRJN. Do you remember the Seinfeld episode when George Costanza worked for the New York Yankees and his boss accused him of not listening to instructions and what to do? So he's following his boss around, and his boss goes into the men's room, and George doesn't follow him in. And his boss is telling him what to do while he's not in the men's room. He comes out, and he says to George, "See, you got that now?" And George is afraid to say, "I didn't hear you. I didn't go into the men's room." He's afraid to say it. And his boss says to him, "Just remember, George, as the song says, it's always happening downtown." So him and Jerry tried to decipher the lyrics to this song, see what his boss was talking about.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go down. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over.
little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's really nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy, and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old moon evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose. But you showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you're on. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does.
WRJN. Now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them, right now and again in the second half of our show. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
I give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. Kiss my lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. A love like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her.
greatest rock and roll group in history, from A Hard Day's Night, The Beatles, and I Love Her. You Spoke, We Listened, Local News and Timeless Interback, right here at WRJN. Hey, nothing to worry about here, but I thought I'd tell you this anyway. NASA says a decommissioned satellite that weighs 660 pounds will fall back to Earth. Not to worry, there's only a 1 in 2,500 chance of it crushing someone. So they call those chances low, all right? And you hear the doorbell ringing?
Huh?
I hear the doorbell ringing. Who's
the doorbell's ringing?
The doorbell's ringing.
We got a doorbell? Yeah.
And here's a moral dilemma question for you. If you were on a sinking boat, who would you save? One person or 100 dogs? Can't save both. Someone polled hundreds of Americans and 23% would save the dogs. Now here's the crazy part, right? If it was one dog or one person, who would you save? 14% said they'd save the dog.
Your Little Brewers fans who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win. Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
WRJN.
Yeah.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thomas hooked on a feeling at WRJN local news and timeless hits for you. I am so glad I read this. You know, now that we're all getting older, dialogue in movies and TV shows are getting harder and harder to hear. That's why even young people are addicted to subtitles. But, you know, those days might be over because Amazon is rolling out a new streaming feature called Dialogue Boost. It lets you increase the volume of the dialogue only. Now, I have that on my TV already where you can clear up the dialogue. It's only available on a few Amazon originals like Jack Ryan, but they're promising to add it to more content. I think today's actors are mumbling more, and I think that's the problem. They go to the mumble school of acting. Oh, how are you doing? Yeah, I love you too. You can't understand a word they say. My wife and I always putting the subtitles on so we can hear what's going on. Hey, our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest continues at 9 o'clock with Cindy. It's your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, or be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. The next keyword coming up with Cindy at 9 o'clock this morning. And she'll have a couple of them, one at 11, one at 1 o'clock. She'll keep it going all day long. Just text those keywords. But first, download the Civic Media app so you're all ready, all right? I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Cindy's coming up next. Stay here.
Sign in. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny, one so true, I
I love you. Sonny, thank you for the truth you've let me see. Sonny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands.
Sonny,
Sonny, one so true, I love you. Sonny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sonny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sonny, one so true, yes, I love you. Sonny.